Whatever. Yeah, I don't take it personally.
No, I don't
know. Whatever.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But it is what it is. By side, today's Chabura is more in the Yeshiva Shemol than in the Lamaisa Dikamol, but I sort of couldn't resist. Simon Shin Nun Aleph talks about Kol Nei B'Rabimine, and since it's one of the classic Yeshiva Shesugyas, even though it doesn't really come up too much in real life, I thought I would talk about it a little bit. There's a special learning Sanhedrin this year. The Mishnah says in Masechta Sanhedrin, not if I am Beza Ben Aleph. Baba Machteres V'Shiva Sachovis Miesh L'Adam Im Chayev Im Ein L'Adam Im Potter. Rashi says Ein L'Adam Im, his blood is forfeit. So you apply the principle of Kam Le B'Rabbi Menei Chayev Misa Shogun. So says Rashi. Says the Gemara Naf Ayin Beis Am Aleph in Sanhedrin Amar Rav Hababa Machteres Venot Al Kaila Vyotza Potter. My time up. Bidomim Kananu. Rashi says, Potter Milachziram Afal Pishain Kayomim. Stolen goods are still there. You don't have to return it. Why not? Bidomim Kananu. Bidme Navsho Kanon. Hov in the Schai Misa. Bil Ki Chosa. Of course, the obvious question is, how in the world can he keep the stuff? It's stolen goods. So, in the yeshivas, the pshat they gave is as follows. Fundamentally, every time a person steals something, it would have been his. His, he stole it. What's keeping that back is a chiyav hashavah. The chiyav hashavah, they have to give it back. But we know when a person is chayav misa, there can be no other chiyav can take effect upon him. So there's in effect no chiyav hashavah. So if he stole something, there's no chiyav hashavah, he can keep it. That's Pasha Pshat and Rashi. Oh, my Rava. Mistabra Milsa the Rav Bishashibir. The Lesno. And he broke it. And he broke it. When did he break it? Zog Rashi. The Potter Bishashibir Bain Achshav Bain Liachazman. Very important, Rashi. Whether he broke it while he's Baba Machteris or broke it at a later date, it doesn't matter. But Tashluma Midideh Lo Matzino Lechiyuvay B'Makamisa. Is chayav misa, so if he breaks now or later, is the chiyav of mammon, and the chiyav of mammon cannot take effect. There's an obvious question over here. What do you mean? Can't? Kol lebe de rabame is only bevas achas. Here he broke it the next year, the next week. So why can't the chiyav take effect then when he broke it? Follow me? That's a great kasha. We'll have to see. But that's what Rashi says. Fine. That's mistabir. However, says Rava, Velokim amarav afilu notal. Even if he took it, right? Not just he broke it; he took it. He still has it. Right? Even though mistabir, no, lo mistabir like Rav, came in the kayamim. That's come on, it belongs to the nigzal, to the nignav. But Lokim, he says, no, the Rav parted even then, the lumnus we gave before. It's not considered to be a pikodon. Elo Rashi says, Bereshuso v'achoyusa kaimi. Normally, Bezin takes it back because of Chiv HaShava. And it's not Chiv HaShava. Says Rava, very nice that Rav said even in that case. But below, Rav is wrong. Kukimna Rachmanel Birshusay Linyan Onsin, which means if I steal something and it gets lost, I pay for it. Why should I pay for it? Well, I took it upon myself. Shmira. Yeah, the Torah puts upon you Chiv Onsin. With respect to that, it belongs to you. But to actually acquire it, no. It still belongs to the owner. Someone borrows something, he's chayav an onsin, but it belongs to the original owner. So this is Rava says. So Rava's arguing on Rav. Fine. Not according to Mishnah. Baba Machteres, Rosai. Baba Machteres, someone is in the basement, he's digging. V'shibres, achavis, yesh lo'adam chayav, ein lo'adam pot. The Mishnah, Shiber! Taba the Shiber! The chi ein lo'adam pot. Honotal, lo. How could Rav say not all is potter? It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah insists on Shiber. Rav answers no. Hu adin dafilu not al nami. So why did the Mishnah say Shiber? V'had the katani Shiber as a chavis kamash malon. The chiyesh lo damim. Not a case of Baba Machteres. A regular guy where there's no death sentence on him. Okay, aval b'no, whatever the case may be. The chiyesh lo damim. I stole it, I broke it, I have to pay. Pshita! Maziku! What are you kidding? This is a Mishnah for? Pshita! I'm a Mazik! Gemara says at the end of the day, on this question, Kashya. Shver, it's on Rashi. Kashya! It's not a Tufta, it's a Kashya. It's a Kashya against Rav, it's not a Tufta. So what I'd like to do today is to give the answer. Now, it would be apocursus to give an answer where the Gemara says Tufta, because the Gemara says there is no answer. Whenever the Gemara says Kasha, people try to give answers. You know, if you look at Masechta Brachos, the famous Rabbeinu Yonah once, the Gemara says Kasha, he gives a teretz, and then the people why the Gemara didn't give his teretz. So, nitna reshus, Rabosai, to try to give a teretz with the Gemara applies with Kasha, and not with Tufta. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Okay, where I'm coming from? Rabosai, we know that according to Rav, it's clear. You need not give back the object, even if it's B.N. That's clear. And the Gemara has a case, an actual case. Rava, there was some stuff was stolen, and they gave it back to him, and he didn't take it. Lo kiblinu hol ma hol v'nothem v'pum with the Rav. Even though he held the guy to give it to him, he wouldn't take it because of Rav. What about according to Rava? So Rashi says, we mentioned before, your potter, if you break it, whether you break it in the machteres or later on. That's what Rashi said. Does everyone agree to that? Absolutely not. So if you remember, you saw the Maram Makomas, there's a Ramban. Those who have Gemara Sanhedrin, you can look inside. It's a Ramban. Rabban disagrees with Rashi. Rabban says, "Oh, Ef Shaloma the Rava Notal Veshiber Kama." It can't be. It's a long Ramban. Writes as follows. For old, Ma'ika be Natal v'lo Shiber, v'shiber li'achazman. According to Rashi, according to Rava, if you have it, you have to give it back. If you broke it later, you're put. Why? Kevin shlokno mishas bishar rishona, val osa shoat apotro, im shibuli achazman, am I potter? Harel shviru zuat amachayma. That's the question I asked you before against Rashi. What's his proof? Kid Arminon, very important. The man de gozel chavita de chamra, mesechet baba kama, ubaba metzia. What do you want to say? Famous Gemara. Guy stole a chavis. What does the Gemara say? That if it's Tavra or Shasya, if you either broke the barrel or you drank up the barrel, you're Chayav. Hochanami. Kemen Shadifta Mimisa, the Achshav Ushova Caleb Shachavero, am I Potter? What's the case over there in the Gemara? Remember the Gemara? When he stole it, was worth one. Now it's worth four. So if you break it, you pay four. If it breaks by itself, you pay one. You see, klar, that a gazlan who's mazik pays kishas ahezek. So this guy, he was a gazlan. On that moment, he was potter because of kolim b'rabbi b'nei. Now he broke it. Should be chayav kishas ahezek. It's Ramban's kasha against Shitas Rashi. It's a gevaldige kasha, tremendous kasha. So the Yad Ramah addresses this question. I read it to you. Like this. The Ramah says as follows. Hosom, by the case of we broke the barrel or drank the barrel, ki mechayev akzele basraisa. Calls it a gzele, let's call it a mazik, calls it a gzele basraisa. Shabdahu mamona de mechayev hashta begave, yavishriach bishas gzele kamaisa, have a mechayev nama begave. Look, he stole a barrel of wine. He was chayv right then. He was chayv right then. And therefore, if he breaks it or drinks it at a later date, which he calls gzeila basraisa, so you have to pay four. Aval hocha, but in our case, as a sugya Sanhedrin, hahu midam de mechayev begave begzeila de basraisa, isi begzeila kamaisa. In other words, there, it went up from one to four, so now you chayev on the four. Here it was one, it's still one. The initial one he's potter from. Why? He's potter at the beginning. Now that he drinks it a smash, he's potter at the end as well. Footnote 166. Div Rabbeinu Tzarachin. The mikomakom is chaye bal shviroso hashta. He broke it. V'yadua levar pedivri agrach. Oh, a briskashir. Abchaim and ilchas chov elu mazik. The chiyuv shel tava v'shasi mishum tava kehemshich agneva. But they call it a gneva arichta. I'll show you the language in a different source soon. Kumashakasa rabbeinu behemshich dvarov. Tava chat hashlumin kule chada aricha. Kula chada aricha. It's the last words in the Yad Ramah. Chat hashlumin kula. That's what the Rabbi Chaim called gneva arichta. It's one long chiyuv. V'kevah the potter al tchilas hagneva midin kelim b'rabbi b'nei. I'ef shalachayvo af al hemshech hagzeilo. Here's a few more ma'amakomas, Rabbi Osai. Footnote 166 in the Yad Ramah. Now, wait a second. Do we say that the chiyuv at the end of the day is mazik? Or do we say the chiyuv at the end of the day is gneva? Which one is it?
Is it similar to the machlokes like agamim
v'nagamim? Oh, it relates to that. But before we get to that, there's a ktsos, a world famous ktsos about this question. The ktsos is in Siman. We'll see what you said in a second. Let's see. The Tzoris and Siman Lama Dalet writes as follows. Quotes the Gemara. So look at this. He says, listen carefully. A person, afilu gazlan arishin, eno chayav l'shalem ele b'kishas gzeila, v'gazal chavita d'charma, meikara shav ezuzah, v'sof shav yarbo azuzi, tavro shas y'mishalem arbo, itva memele m'shalem zuzah, babakama samachay, v'lo sagid lo agva l'chavita bat z'shav yarbo. So why'd you pay Abba? El HaKachach, Kevan Dekfar Gazle Ve'eno B'Shusa De Nigzal Sulo Mechai V'Shem Gzela El HaBataras Mazik. Why, Tzvi? Why not B'Shem Gzganev? You said why. B'Shem Gain Gonev Acher Aganev Mishalem Tashlum Ekeifel. As it says, V'guna mi beis ish. V'yim kein. Achidish neirun k'tois. Lo havi al ha-sheni toras gazlan klal. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's saying that a goyim and a ganav is potter not only from Kefel, which Gemara has, but potter from Keren as well. If you break it, you're chayev. With the mazik. It's a world famous source. Goyim and a ganav is potter not only from Kefel, it's potter from Keren. I tav v'shas yizchayev. With the mazik. So simon lamadal and siv cotton gimel. This is a world famous source.
Oh.
That's what Kso says. You pay me din mazik. Mazik. However, the Rambam can't possibly hold that way, as Reb Chaim points out. Rabbi says, listen to the words of the Rambam. It's all in the Maram Kermis. In Hichos Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalat. Watch this. Hoya shava b'shas agneva shnayim uv'shas hamida bedin arba. Okay, if you break the kli, mishalim tashlume kefel or arba v'chamisha kishas hamada bedin kefel. A mazik's not chayim in kefel, Rabosa. By definition, the Rambam must hold as a chiyuv of geneva here. Can't possibly be a chiyuv of mazik. There's no kefil when it comes to a mazik. So therefore, the Rambam is against the Ramban. Says the chayim mishum mazik against the ktsos. Pay kefil. Aye, gonim and aganif. No, it's not called gonim and aganif. And even if you disagree with the ktsos, but everyone agrees that gonim and aganif is part of me kefil. The Rambam says the chayim and kefil. So the Reb Chaim is quoted as saying, "A geneva aricha." We saw that the Yad Ramaz Lashon is chiyuv aricha. I'll read you from the Sefer Imre Moshe. Imre Moshe is over here. Rosh Hashim is brisk. Yeah, he was Rosh Hashim and brisk. Not Reb Chaim. That was the Rav and brisk.
So close.
Yeah, correct. But he was a Rosh Hashim and brisk. You know, that's a pretty big title. Okay. Here's a simon all about these things. Simon la medalat. Imre Moshe. Oh. Okay. Here we go. He says over here that the nature of the chiv is what's called a geneva arichta. So it's a long geneva. Again, the Yisod already says in Reb Chaim. And the real Yisod already says in the Yad Ramah. It goes back a long way. This is what he holds. That's what the Ramah means. It's the footnote 166 says. So what's going to come out according to the Rambam? So if you break the barrel, you chayv kefal on the shvira. It must be. There's no other way. It's a geneva achas arichta. There is no other way. Here's the problem. The Ramah, who said it's a Gnei V'achas Arichto, came to the following conclusion. If I steal Boba Machteris and I break it later, I'm Potter. Why am I Potter? I asked the Kasha before at the later date. There was no Kamli Rabbine. What's the answer? Gnei V'achas Arichto. So if the Rambam holds, as Reb Chaim and the Reb Moshe say, it's Gnei V'achas Arichto, he should also hold Potter. The problem is, it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam. Rambam seems to say, again in the Makaris, Perek Tes and Uchus Geneva, Halacha Yud Gimel, the very last Rambam in Uchus Geneva. Kol Ganem Sheish Lo Domim Im Nafol Alav Gal B'Shabbos Mefakhin Alav Vim Shiber Kelim Bi O So Chayef Tetashlumen Av Mishein Lo Domim Sheshiber Kelim Bi O So Potter. Clear in Rambam, you're only potter if you broke it when you were in the Machteres. But according to the Rambam, he holds in the Ramaz Lamdus, Rab Chaim's Lamdus, the Ramosh's Lamdus, Tzkenev Achas Arichta, and the Ramah came to the conclusion on the basis that there's no Chiv of Ganav later on, because you were potter at the beginning, Tzkenev Achas Arichta, but the Ramah holds you all Chayev, even though Tzkenev Achas Arichta. It's a Gevaldig Akash. Let's go a little bit further in the Imre Moshe. Before I was quoting from Simon Lamed Beis, Sivkot Yudalit. Lo Shaykh Aptur de Gona Meaganav da Beakol Gneva Achas Arichta. That kinyan she'osa betchilas agneva whole actually was atal the ganav she'hezek she'osa for loke mazik. That's one ganeva. There's no p'tur of going on a ganav. So he says this is Reb Chaim's vort again in Simon Lamed Beis Sivkotin Yudalit. Go a little bit further in Sivkotin Chav Zayin. Following Chiddush Nifla. And Rav Moshe makes the following fascinating suggestion. If I am a ganef, the Tzais and the Ramban seem to say I'm Chayim Mishum Mazik. We're saying, no, that's not true. Only can we get a richt. Why not Mishum Mazik? Astami is Chayim Mishum Mazik. Why shouldn't I be Chayim? What? B'shosh ani ganef. I became a hiskarti. A plain Jew breaks a barrel. He's chayef. He's a mazik. I'm the thief, and I broke the barrel. I'm potter. What's pshat in that? So the Rav Moshe gavaldi gesvar. That's what he wrote. I'm reading his words. Oh. K'moshe matzino l'inim osa malocha v'shtamesh be'agzela. The potter agazin l'shalim b'yadav tashmish. You pass on halacha and shulchan aruch. That if I steal something and I use it, I give it back, ben, I don't have to pay anything. As opposed to ish acher, who's mishtamish b'gzela, is chayef, simen shin samach gimel. You know why? Agzeres hakosuv, kol agazlonim, mishalmin, kishas agzela. And if they happen to have some benefit on the side by using the item, this they're potter from. For that same reason, says Imre Moshe, the gamish shemazik lo mischayev agaz anatzvo, kishehizik biofen the lek hashinur, v'yochol lomar harei shalchol efanecha. Incredible. Now we're saying Rabosai, I tabe v'shasya, it's ganav, geneva richta, meiridik. So I see Imre Moshe here in the same simon, simulamid beis, sivkoton, Chof Zayin. Very, very nice. Now the following Shaila. An interesting Shaila. Rabosai, there are a guy who's Baba Machteres, there's no Chi of Geneva. This we know. There's no Chi of Geneva. A Shaila, I'm asking you now. Is there a Kenyan Geneva? They're two separate things. A Chi of Geneva and a Kenyan Geneva. A chi of Geneva makes me more chayiv. A kinyan of Geneva gives me more rights, if you will. So when there's no chi of Geneva, is there a kinyan of Geneva? That's the question. It's a good question. It's not nowhere beferish and shas, I know, man. I repeat. If there's no chi of Geneva, is there a kinyan of Geneva? Yes or no? There's a long arsameach about this in Perek Gimel Nuchas Geneva. Halacha base. So he, the Or Sameach, says, there is a Kenyan Ganev. Kveger, Ksubas Lamadala on the base, says, if there's no Chiyav Ganeva, because Kali Bidur Rabbi Meneh, there's no Kenyan Ganeva either. That being the case, put it all together. A plain ganef, a stam ganef, who breaks something, is potter mishum mazik. Why? We just saw it in Rav Moshe. Why? Because he has a kinyan geneva, and the kinyan geneva patters them from all other chiyuvim. Is hareish chalaf anechan done? Doesn't pay rent either if you use it. Oh. But baba machteres, where there's no chiyuv geneva, and according to Bekivega, therefore there's no Kenya Geneva, then you're Chai Mishum Mazik. Meridik. We asked the Kasha before, if the Rambam agrees with the Rama, it's a Geneva Richter. If the Geneva Richter, you're Potter on the initial Geneva because of Kanamun Amine, you're Potter at the end as well. Then why is Rambam say over here that only if Shiva would be Yasso's Potter, even if Shiva Achakach should be Potter, as the Rama said? Here's the answer of Osai. In a typical case, we say that you would not be chayv mishum mazik. Why not? Because you have a kinyan geneva. But right. But over here, in this kind of a case, with kalim b'dir abim inay, so there's no chiyuv geneva, so there's no kinyan geneva, so you're chayv mishum mazik. Not mishum ganav. A typical case of a ganav is tabi v'shasya, is chayv mishum geneva arichta. Geneva Richter would not apply by Kalim Rabbi Meneh, as the Rama said. A typical case of Tavi Vashas, you're not Chai Mishim Mazik, why not? Because you have a Kinyan Geneva. But this fellow, who is Baba Machteres, who has no Kinyan Geneva, he's going to be Chai Mishim Mazik. The last Shammah of Nechaz Geneva, you're Chai Mishim Mazik. Now, this being the case, let's go back to the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Pshita. It's Mazik, Pshita, on the board of the Olam. It's not so posh, Rabbi Osai, that a Ganef, that is Mazik, is Chayef. Not at all. According to Nimrei Moshe, a Ganef, Rabbi Osai, is Potter Midin Mazik, when you have a Kenyan Geneva. So it's not at all posh, Rabbi Osai. Not at all posh, that a Ganef is Chayef Mishum Mazik. Called their emotion. In fact, your potter could have a kinyan geneva. Oh. So now we go back to the Gemara that we started with. The question was, Pshita, Ayin Bezim and Aleph. And the Gemara blind by Akasha. It wasn't Shufta, it was Akasha. So I told you, have Akasha, we try to give a teretz. What's a teretz? This is over here like this. Shiba Namichai Pshita, Maziku. No, it's not Pashat at all. Not Pashat at all. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, when a Yesh Lo Damin, you're Chaya when you break the barrel afterwards, not because of Mazik, because when the Kinyan Geneva, there's no Chi of Mazik whatsoever, and not a Chi of Geneva Achas Arichta, because only the Rambam and the Rama hold this Chiddush Nifla of Geneva Achas Arichta. So why would you be Chayef? Why would you be Chayef? If you're not Geneva Achas Arichta, and you're not Mazik, there's only one answer. You're a Ganef. It's a Geneva Chadosha. It's a new Geneva when you break it. You break someone's tongue which doesn't belong to you, that's considered to be a new Geneva. But the Ktzo says, no, you're not Chayef on a new Geneva. You know why? Gone mena Ganef is Potter. It's not the Guna Mibeso Ish. And he holds the Ktzos that Golem and Aganav is potter not only from Kefel, but potter from Keren as well. That being the case, Aganav Shehizik, in fact, would be potter of Mishum Geneva. And according to the Ktzos, it's Chai Mishum Mazik. According to the Moshe, you wouldn't be Chai Mishum Mazik either. Comes the Mishnah and tells you that in that case, you'd be Chayev. Why? That the Rov Poskim will argue on the Ktzos and say that Gonev min HaGanev is Chayev, is only Potter min HaKefel, but it's Chayev in Keren. There's some excess over there, Rabbi Chon has in Baba Kama. But that's not Poshut. Well, right, Ketzos argues. Whenever the Ketzos argues, it can't be pushed. It can't be pushed that the Ketzos is wrong. Can't be. So the Gemara's kasha is for infant. Pshita maziku, it's not a tyufta, because it's not push. It's not pasha at all. It's true that Adam Amur the Olam Ben Shogu Ben Avada. It's a plain Jew. It's Chayav Mishum Mazik. But this guy is a Ganav. And a Ganav is a Yachsin. Why is a Ganav a Yachsin? Because a Ganav has Kinyan Geneva. And the Ramosh explains the guy has Kinyan Geneva. It's Pot and all of the Chiyuvim is Pot there on Schir, it's Pot there on Mazik. So the question that becomes, and if that's the case, Taka, why are you Chayav? You're not chayav mishum mazik. You're not chayav mishum geneva. Richter, only the Rambam and the Ramah heard of that. So why, in fact, are you chayav? It's a brand new geneva. Isn't that pashut? Not at all pashut. Because the Ketzos says that the gonav, this guy's going to affect the gonav and the ganav, not the gunav esish. The Ketzos says gonav and the ganav, the gunav esish, partly even from Karen, not just from Kefel, the kamash malon, why it's not pshita, is that the Ketzos is incorrect. The role of Poskim are right. That Gonim and Aganim is Potter only from Kefil and not from Keren. And therefore, the case of our Mishnah, you'd be Chayev. Adkan. I will say, anyone for next week? Thursday? Next week? Thursday? Thursday, 3 o'clock. We just need to have someone to do it. Who's in charge of the email? Ari, but he's not here. So who's in charge of telling Ari he's in charge of the email? So next Thursday at 3, Rabbi Blech? We have to get someone to say, though. Thursday is the 31st. I write on Chabur at 3 o'clock, but question about who's going to do it. Anyone here in this room want to do it? No.
Is that a yes? Does that mean yes? Does that mean yes?
It's up to you. Who wants to do it? No one in this room. Okay. Ask Ari if you get someone. Send an urgent email. One. We have a whole week to go. Someone should volunteer to say the. Or else no chabur. If no one's saying, there's no chabur. Now, we haven't scheduled, for the whole month. I mean, Reese is going to come on January 26th. That's 33 days from now. It's a long time, and there's, I guess Rabbi Bleich and I can repeat before he comes the previous weeks, but there's still missing at least one person to fill in somewhere in between. Rabbi Bleich, are there any weeks that you're away?
Yeah.
Which weeks are you away? This is, yeah, this can go off now.
The week of the 10th.
The 10th. Because the week of the 10th, there's no chabur. Very good.